Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, Mr. Dusting, Pat Pagano. Well, Pat, it's snowing pretty steady here.
Yep. And you are the exception.
I know. I know. It's amazing. We probably have a dusting, maybe an eighth to a quarter of an inch of snow on the ground. But it's cold enough where it actually is sticking on the roads and stuff, and we actually have school delays.
You should. As you get east, there is significant snow on the ground. In fact, Hamden is coming in now with 4 inches. We just had a report from them, 4 inches there. Many places from, I would say, the River Valley on eastward, coming in now 2-3 inches. They will wind up with about 4 or 5. Once you get to Hartford and, you know, and down toward Bridgeport, probably 1 to 3. And then once you get into Northwest Connecticut and places west and north of us into the Berkshires, probably no more than about an inch. So what happened here was basically the offshore storm came a little closer and didn't merge with the Clipper Low over Pennsylvania, but kind of shook hands, and it caused the moisture field to be that much more enhanced. Outside my house in the lower Hudson Valley right now, we have about 1 inch. And, of course, no one was prepared for that up here. We were just thinking about dusting, just like you guys. So the roads here are just horrible because of it. Also, another problem with enhancing the snowfall is the temperatures fell quicker than we had expected. So therefore, what was expected to be wet snow, especially Hartford on east and south, wasn't as wet because it started sticking sooner. And that's what happened. You know, you win some, you lose some. And that's it. Like I said, the event is almost over, so I'm not going to cry over spilled milk, but it wasn't one of the better forecasts that I feel we put forth this winter. Now, I will tell you, and I've been saying this for the longest time, speed. You are going to see speed in the next couple of weeks. You should see these models this morning. There are going to be so many changes that, I mean, our heads, meaning the meteorologist, will be going around like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. That's how many changes are on the way. And I'll try to hammer it all out. Snow showers end this morning, some sun this afternoon, 30 to 35, clearing tonight, 10 to 15. Sun and clouds tomorrow, mid-30s. By the way, tonight is the full blue moon. It is full tonight, and we should be able to see it. As far as the eclipse goes, that's going to occur to tomorrow morning, so you're not going to be able to see that. Wednesday night will be cloudy, low 20s. Now, Thursday, there is a chance of some wet snow. I don't know if it's going to be late or midday. Wet snow may be mixed with a little rain, low 40s. That will change over to snow and snow showers Friday morning. So that'll be the next problem for commuters. We probably get a light accumulation. It will end in the morning Friday. Partly sunny, windy, low 30s. Saturday looks fine. The next system will come in or try to come in Sunday. Cloudy. I don't know if it's going to snow on Super Bowl Sunday or wait for Sunday night. We have another chance of snow Sunday night and into early Monday.
All right. Now, let's take a look and step back once again and give us Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Again, Friday, you have snow in the morning. Then partly sunny in the afternoon. Saturday, you're fine. Sunday, it looks like the snow could redevelop in the afternoon and end Monday morning.
Do we have any idea, like the accumulation on Friday or Thursday?
If I were to buy the American model, it would look like 1 to 2 on Friday and 2 to 4 Sunday into Monday. That would be my first guess right now.
All right.
You're not too thrilled, are you?
No, not really. But you know what? You take what you get. There's not much you can do about it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, there really isn't.
You just got to take what you get.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
But now it looks like we're, remember how you said in your long-term forecast we were going to get into a very active pattern?
Yep. Yeah.
Now it looks like we're getting into that active pattern.
Yep. Yep. I totally agree. I totally agree. And I wish I was dead wrong, but it certainly does look like that is going to be the case.
Now, just remember the weekend of February 8th and 9th is the snow, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association ski jumps that weekend.
8th and 9th. That's next weekend.
Yeah. Not this weekend, but a week from this week. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's the big event where they got ski jumps, you know, on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
Just remember the weekend of the 24th and 25th is a very important weekend, too.
What's that?
It's the premiere weekend.
How's your premiere weekend? Do you have any idea what the 8th and 9th look like?
I can take a look for you.
I mean, it's really long range, folks, so it's not going to, you know, don't think this is cast in stone. It's not even cast in jello.
Let's see. I'm looking at that can't be the weekend of the 8th and 9th. February 8th is Thursday.
Well, the 9th, 10th and 11th.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
February 8th, okay. So we're at 216 hours, 240 hours. Okay, is the 9th. So Friday is the 9th. And if we look at Friday, it's okay. There is a pretty intense low with an Arctic cold front moving into the Appalachians Friday night. And again, I tell you with the speed here, it could actually be late Friday, but we'll see what happens there. That is Friday night with some snow that will be moving across the area Saturday. That is the 10th. It will be windy and, according to this, really icy cold. And Sunday should be no problem because the front goes by. So just windy, fair, but very cold. So that weekend definitely looks very cold.
All right, and is it going to be active the week before that, you think?
Oh, yeah, that's next week. Yeah, next week is going to be very active.
All right. The volunteers for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association will be active themselves then. They're the greatest volunteers in the world. Amazing things.
They do amazing things.
Oh, they do. If there's no snow, they make snow. If they make snow and real snow falls in, they get it off so they get the landing area and the ski jump. I mean, these volunteers and they do all their work at night in the cold weather. They're just amazing, absolutely amazing.
Now, I have a quick question for you.
All right.
When the guys were working, when Anthony J was working the Saturday,
yeah,
you know, when they come into the network,
yeah,
and do all of that. All of my icons, all of my folders on my desktop went from Chrome to Mozilla. Now, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I mean, everything opens, everything is fine. But I could switch that back because every time I go into Chrome, it says Chrome is not your default.
Yeah, but make Chrome your default.
You don't like Mozilla?
I don't like Mozilla. I'm a guy. I know I like Chrome.
Okay, you think it's a better browser?
Yeah, but I know people that like Mozilla too. But I like Chrome better. Yeah.
All right.
Once I'm used to something, I like to just stick with it.
Yeah. Okay.
At my age. You know, at 65, I find something I like. You know what? I'll stick with it.
But this is new.
This is new and better. I'll stick with it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. And I was only saying to myself last night when I was walking Shirley, how pleasant it is to walk these streets with no snow. And now I look outside and I say, well, didn't last long.
No, that's a depressing thing. My brother called me and said, hey, you getting out there and walking? So I said, well, I just started to walk. I said, but you have to be careful. And then, boom, you get see something like this. It can cover up little ice patches that you don't see.
That's correct.
Stuff like that. So I've cut that back again until further.
Until it gets better again. If it ever does, Marshall.
until further notice.
Right.
UTF.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we probably have a little bit of a mixture coming in late Thursday, you know, when it gets to 40 or so, but then it quickly drops below freezing and it pretty much stays cold, you know, through the weekend until Super Bowl Sunday again. So we'll watch that. But I don't know, Marshall. It's a good old-fashioned New England winter.
So I'll have a nice – but my ride into the city shouldn't be too bad today.
Well, that's a good question because they, you know, they – as you go south, you're going to hit into more snow. And when the snow will end in the city about 11, between 10 and 11 o'clock, will end in the city. I don't believe the streets are bad in the city, but you may have to think about that because of the snow, you know, overnight and this morning.
All right. The city has snow on the ground?
They don't really have it on the streets, but I'm told that, you know, it's on the sidewalks and things like that.
All right. Well, I'll watch out for that. We'll see. Maybe I'll, at the last minute, I'll decide no.
Okay. Well, just be careful.
All right, Pat. Hey, have a good day. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.